wrapping up our final segment here with the urban farmer, Mr. Greg Peterson. We're just wrapping up the importance of growing soil. You want to grow anything, grow soil. The soil will then do the work for you. A couple more key points to wrap up that.
Well, going back to the fix, add organic matter and lots of organic matter. That will jumpstart your garden at an amazing rate. If you want, like we talked about in the first segment, if you want to put wood chips around your trees, that kind of organic matter is great. That goes on your trees, not in the planting hole. But here's what happens when you're adding organic matter. It adds life to the soil. It acts like a sponge, so it holds water. It insulates the space around your garden. And it just enlivens. It brings the soil just to life. So adding organic matter is the fix to many of your garden woes.
And if we're starting small, if we picked one thing at a time and we grow up from there, this isn't an expensive process.
No.
Composting things that were in our kitchen, can already solve it. We could already be paying for it with what we're throwing away.
Right. And in the summertime, we always talk about composting. So pay attention then, because there's a whole cool composting system that I set up at the urban farm that I'll share about this next year. So inexpensive. Let's talk that. My friend Perry, about 8-9 years ago, asked me for a garden in her backyard. I've known Perry for a long time. And so I actually did a little video. We call it Perry's Instant Garden. And I think it's on my YouTube page. If not, you can send me an email at greg@urbanfarm.org and I'll send you a link for it. And in an afternoon, I think I spent 6 hours on this and $70.
And a lot more in time than you had in materials on this project.
Yeah. Basically, I took 2x12s. I bought 3 2x12s at the local lumber store, and they were 8 feet long, and I cut one in half. I bought 3 of them. I cut one in half. And so the one I cut in half were the ends. So I had a 4x8 garden, and I filled it with my Greg's premium potting mix that I'm working on with Tank's Green Stuff. And we planted her garden. It was super simple. It was less than $100. And here we are 8 years later, and she's still gardening in that garden box. So it can be that simple. It doesn't have to be hard. If you're thinking about putting a garden box in, it's been 8 years, so it might be a little bit more than $100. One of the key pieces that I will tell you is make sure, as we talked about in the first segment, make sure that you know where your sun is at. I mentioned earlier than eastern exposure, and eastern exposure gets sun from sun up until noon. So if you can determine those parts of your yard that get morning sun, that's going to be a great place for a garden box. A southern exposure gets sun all day. That can be an okay great place to put your garden box. You just have to know that, in the warmer seasons, you're going to have to provide it some shade. So those are the two key pieces, is where you're placing your box. Make sure you're getting morning sun. And then just go for it.
And the name of that, again, Perry's Garden?
P-A-R-R-I. Perry's Instant Garden is the... is the name of the video.
Okay.
So
let's see if we can get our YouTube crew behind the scenes to look that up and see if they can identify. We can get the link.
The link.
Share that.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. So what about seed selection?
Seeds.
You guys have the Great American Seed up every September. Huge conference at the Baptist Church. We broadcast there live last September. There's just thousands of seeds everywhere. And you go through and you just pick them by the scoop and brands and varieties and pictures of guads and vegetables you'd never seen before. Where do these seeds come from, and how important are the seed that you're sticking in the soil?
So it's really important. And let me just kind of review the different kinds of seeds that people may have heard of.
Okay.
So there's GMO or genetically modified seeds. There's lots of information on the internet that you can go look that up on. I don't really talk a whole lot about them from a gardening perspective because we don't really have to worry about getting them in our gardens. because the people that make genetically modified seeds aren't selling to, you know, a $2 packet to the gardeners. Then there's hybrid seeds. Hybrid seeds, you take watermelon A, watermelon B, you cross-pollinate them, you get watermelon C, which is, by the way, really sweet and doesn't have any seeds.
Nice.
Right? Hybrids are okay to plant. I don't plant a lot of them, but I wouldn't not plant something if it was a hybrid. So I'll still plant hybrid seeds. The problem with hybrid seeds is that they don't produce true the next generation.
Kind of like a mule. It's right. Stale.
Exactly.
It's a one-time use, one life cycle.
Right.
Non-regenerative. Regenerative.
So what I like to use is open-pollinated seeds or heirloom seeds. And heirloom seeds...
Okay, I heard you say open-pollinated earlier, and I was wondering, what exactly does that mean? So that's another word from an heirloom?
Yeah. They're kind of interchangeable. Heirloom and open-pollinated, basically they're seeds that produce... seeds that will reproduce what the parent was. So they're really reliably about that. So earlier when I said I had all those herbs and the nasturtiums and those kinds of things growing out of the urban farm, those are seeds that I planted 10 years ago. They do their entire life cycle in a year. They make more seeds. The seeds get spread out throughout the yard. And then I get parsley growing over here or cilantro growing over here. So those are the kinds of seeds that we bring into the Great American Seed Up. And that I suggest that people plant.
Mr. Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm. You can visit him at urbanfarm.org.
Yep.
You have one more question?
One more thing, real quick.
And then I have one very important question for you.
Okay. Plant at the right time. Go get my planting calendar for the low desert. It will tell you what to plant when. Go to plantingcalendar.org. You can download it there.
Is the roof at the Urban Farm strong enough for Santa's sleigh and the reindeer hooves?
Yes.
Have you been a good enough boy? He's going to stop.
Yes.
Excellent. Merry Christmas.
To you too. Thank you for having me.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love she gave to me 12 shotgun shells, 11 duck decoys, 10 pirogue paddles, 9 oysters stewing, 8 crabs a-brewing, 7 fleur-de-lis, 6 cypress knees, and for the last time, them 5 poor do. 4 Pousse Cafés, 3 stuffed shrimp, 2 voodoo dolls, and this here crawfish in this here fig tree. Man, you know, she loved me a lot. I love her too. Merry Christmas.